You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Connection between Purim and Pesach. The first thing we'll start off with is the Shitas of Bahag. The Shitas of Bahag is, the Tesis quotes in Megillah Dav Dalet, and in Erech and Dav Beis, that even though the Gemara says women are chayav in Mikra Megillah, but they can't be moitzi a man. And the question is, why not? What's the pshat? If they're chayev in Mikra Megillah, why shouldn't be a bar mitzvah man? Pashtus, a woman could be mitzvah man in Kiddush. A woman could be mitzvah man. There is one sheet that says maybe according to Bahag, not, but Pashtus he could. Some say it's because it's tznius, but Pashtus not masha. Bahag says it's a chiva shmiya. And the shat is, what does that mean? What's the pshat? It's based on a tosefta. So the Turi Evan in Megillah, because Machadish, he says this Shita all along Megillah. Argues on Tosis, many Rishonim, he has a Yisoid. The Yisoid is based on the following. Based is like this, that the Gemara says, why a woman chayev in Mikra Megillah? The chayev, even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangram, so the Gemara says, Abibshu Balevi, Noshim chayevs Mikra Megillah, Sha'af hein hayu ba'isa nes. Right, so therefore they're chayav in the mitzvah. Now, so the Tosis asks over there the following question. Gabi matzah yesh makshe. Right, we know the Gemara says in Pesachim the women are chayav in matzah. Why they chayav in matzah? Because there's a hekesh. Chometz, laseichol chometz, shivas yam teichol of matzahs. Right? L'chamayni. So therefore we learn out kol. Well, hekesh kol sheyesh no b'bal teichol chometz yesh no b'kum echol matzah. And since women are chayiv in the lav, right? There's no, they're not part of from lav and shav mangrama. So mele, since they're chayiv in the lav of chometz, they're also chayiv in the essay of matzah. For ketosis lomeli, hekesh the kol sheyesh no b'bal teichol chometz yesh no b'kum echol matzah. Typically, metam sheaf shein hoy boisanes. Why don't you say that just like you say by Megillah, we'll see by Chanukah, right? But the case is that women are chayv because of afein hayu b'ison nes, so too they should be chayv in matzah because of afein hayu b'ison nes. Yesh loyma, so let's first read the words of Tosis. The mishum hay taima, because of this reason, if you would use afein hayu b'ison nes, lo mechayva ela midrabanan, ilav mekesha. The chiv would be only midrabanan. What does it sound like? That's what the Turi Evan says. Shadows of Zoy. Tosis Teretz is that matzah is deraisa. Afein Arbein Anais is derabanan. And therefore, if you'd make women chayiv and matzah because Afein Arbein Anais would only be a chayiv derabanan. And obviously, if the Pasuk says they were chayiv, it's a chayiv deraisa. So, in other words, the din of Afein Arbein Anais only puts you on a derabanan dika level. And therefore, we have to have a pasuk in order them to be chayav deraisa. That's what the two ever learns pshat in this tosfos.
What's the
nesa
they were?
Where?
We say
afein
ha'ibosa nes.
By where?
What's the
nesa
of Mitzrayim?
In Mitzrayim, it's Mitzrayim. They were the gzeres.
They worked.
They sure did work. They did our job. We had it harder. We had to do their jobs. Yeah, it says in Chazal first. They did. The Xeris were on them. They killed their child. I mean, there's all kinds of Xeris. Besides that, according to Rashbam, Rashi one place, that they were instrumental and in, more than instrumental, they were the cause. But the decrees was that, no, Zichar. It was Zichar. The Medrash goes through a whole thing. What I said was not a joke. In Medrash, it says the woman did the men's work. For us to do women's work, if you ever had to do that, it's very hard. If you really all of a sudden got to do all these things.
But did the men suffer more? We're saying the men suffer more. Maybe Afein doesn't really apply when two people are suffering.
Yeah, but the Gemara says, L'gabe dalet koises. And dalet koises, Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's hard to say not. Anyway, that's Tosis is there. So that's, what's the big, what am I making such a big deal of what Shia says? First of all, because Mechavet to Rebbe, what's a big deal? Chaitzan's Pshat. So we'll get to the minute. So here's the Chiddush, the Turi Evan's Ikka Chiddush. Ikka Chiddush of the Turi Evan is that the Gemara says later on, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. The Gemara brings all kinds of rayas from Tanoim. And the Ikka Shmuel and Amira says, right, you find the other place, it says, kimu v'kiblu. Kimu l'mayla mashe b'kiblu l'mata, right? So you see that there were, the, it was written Baruch Hashem. The other ones, v'yay mahamun b'libay. You know, who does the melech want? Chafetz b'kar yasim amani. It's not Pshat Ruach HaKadosh, and the stomach, that's what he said. We know Haman was a Haman, so that's it. So we know other. But the Milagil is Ruach HaKadosh. Because of that, the Tu Yevon learns that the mitzvah of Megillah is not a mitzvah derabbanan. It's in a status of Divrei Kabbalah. And going with that sheet, he answers a lot of kashas in the Masechta, which we'll leave right now. But that's the Torah. It says it has a status of a deraisa. Oh, if it has a status of a deraisa, so he says like this. So let's think for a second. If it's a deraisa, what's a din? A deraisa. So it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, woman apata. Now you're coming and you're saying woman achayev because of afay no yibaisa nes. According to what I just said, like Shia said, that svara is only applicable to make you chayev derabanan. Not to be chayv deraisa. Therefore, he's saying like this: that just like matzah, if he would be mechayv a woman afayin abaysanes, there only be chayv derabanan. So too in the mitzvah of Megillah, which has a status of a deraisa. For instance, he says you find your machmir certain things in Megillah. We spoke about last week. He says Dan Achrami sakdeis chumra. A cotton can't be moitzi a gadol. He says why not? Why is it different benching? He says trade derabanan has two. He says, because it's a deraisa, cotton's not chayv deraisa, he's only chayv derabanan. So he says, the status of a woman is a derabanan. Afayin abaysanes. And a chanami, you make her status derabanan. Therefore, since you make her status derabanan, her chiv is different than a man. And therefore, it's a derabanan, can't be much deraisa. Just like the Gemara says in Brachas, of chafam abays, the Gemara has a shayla if women are chayv in benching. Where's a shayla of women achayv and benching? Rashi learns because it says savatav achaltav savatav rachta ala aretz atoyven. Women don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis says a different reason because they're not in Bris and Torah. But whatever it is, does it start to say women are part of a benching? I the Mishnah says women achayv and benching with the rabbanim. So Gemara says what's the nafkamina the rice of the rabbanim? Kivega says Gemara could have picked a few other nafkaminas, but the nafkamina Gemara brings is that if it's only the rabbanim, a woman can't be mitzi a man because how could a rabbanim be mitzi a deraisa? Zokta Turevin says same thing over here. The status of a woman in Mikra Megillah is afeinoi by sanas. That makes it a rabbanim dika level. The man's chiv is already a deraisa dika level, meaning because it's divrei kabbalah. That's the Turi Evan's Kishna. The etzim part of the Chedusha of the Turi Evan, that it's called a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah, the Brisker Rav argues, said over in Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav says that it's not a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah. It's that it was written with divrei Kabbalah. They were masking, but not they told him to do these mitzvahs. The mitzvahs were done by Sanhedrin, Anshe Knesset Gedolah, they agreed. Divrei Kabbalah means the Navi comes and tells you to do a mitzvah. But the Maisa is in Maral, quite a few places, puts the mitzvah of Megillah into a divrei Kabbalah dikadam. But that's whatever it is, that's what the Turi Evan says. That's his Vart. So Shein of Vart. He says, well, now I understand this Shita that a woman can't be mitzvah in. It's Dafkovir because of divrei Kabbalah. Right? For instance, in Chanukah, right? Can a woman's chayv in Chanukah? Why? Because Afein Hayah Ba'isan Nes. So since it was Afein Hayah Ba'isan Nes, right? The chayiv in the midst of Ner Chanukah. So the Miri brings a shita. Could be according to the Bahag, a woman can't be mitzi a man in Chanukah, right? Rather, we don't find such a shita. Rather, women are woman light. I mean, a lot of times men are stuck somewhere; they're out of town. The woman lights at home. So rather, according to the two heaven, wouldn't make sense because her chiv is exactly the same chiv as the husband. The rabbanan, it's not a pshat. She's just a woman, can't be mitzvah because I'll fain her based on this. Anyway.
Counselor, also the chiv in the home.
The what? Yeah, I understand. But that's already a different, right. That's a different shmooze. We'll wait till a few months from that. But anyway, right. That's a good point. So Shaya for cotton can be mitzvah also. We'll see. Now, it comes along with Kivega. Kivega quotes this Turi Evan, and he says, it doesn't work. He says it can't be. Why? So he says, let's look at Psachim. Right? We said before the Afenai by Sanes is mentioned a few times. It's mentioned in Megillah, Nashu Chavis Mikum Megillah. It's mentioned in Shabbos Nashim Chayavis Bechanaka, and Dalet Kaisis. Right? So let's go through Dalet Kaisis. Gemara says, same Rabbi Bishua ben Levi. Rabbi Bishua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavis Ba'arba Kaisa Lalu Sha'afein Hayu Ba'isanet. So first Kaisis says like this. V'ilav Haytime. If you wouldn't have this reason, Afein, what would you say? That women are Potter. Why? Because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Even though it's Dorabanan, right, he means to be lafpuke, what Taisus says of Shitas Rashi. Taisus and Brochas Chofa Mebeis says that she learns in Shitas Rashi that Rashi holds that there's no p'tur of Zman Groma on a mitzvah Dorabanan. There's no p'tur of mitzvah of Zman Groma. A Dorabanan doesn't have a dinner of Zman Groma. Taisus argues, so that's what he says over here. If not for Afein Oye Ba'isanes, so you would say women are potter because of Zman Groma, even though it's Dorabanan. Kain deraisa tikkun. Maimra Muzga, parenthetically, 44 years ago, I was at a chasana with a deaf and mute couple, both very intelligent people, and there was no one from there except me and someone else by the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Why was he there? Because the parents of the kala lived in the same building as Rav Moshe Feinstein, so of course he was invited, he went. Nar that I was 20-something years old, and I didn't go up front to see how Rav Moshe was Masada Kiddush. It's a once-in-a-lifetime. When do you ever see Rav Moshe Feinstein? But I remember asking him Akasha. I went over to Rav Moshe, and I asked him Akasha, according to Rashi, the holds that women, Achayv Mitzvah Seishas Man Grammas Durabonin, would he need Afein Aybaisa Nas? Just say that they're Chayv because of Bonin. So he answered me, because Tosfos Rashi doesn't hold that way. So I said, what do you mean? Tosfos says Rashi doesn't hold that way. If not, why would women be Potter from Halo? I said, that's Tosfos Kashi. He says, Rashi doesn't hold that way. So he said, well, Krishma Dorabanan, right? Women are Potter. I said, Dorabanan, if you're Krishma. I said, it's Tshagasaya's Kasha. He says, yes, it's a right. And I kept going. And he said, no, I hold. You know, he had a different view of looking at a Rashi than we do. We see a Rashi, we see the way Tosfos understood Rashi. He said, Rashi doesn't hold. He refused to budge. He said, Rashi does not hold that way. That's what he says, Rashi, you don't have to ask a Kasha. Right? Tosfos understood that way, but it's not true. All the Kashas go away because Rashi doesn't hold that way. But anyway, that's what Tosfos says. Now, listen to the Kasha Tosfos asks over there. Tosfos asks, over there in Pesachim, he says, Va'ahadar mina p'turis mesukah. That a woman is potter from sukkah. Tosfos asks a Kasha, over here, is you can ask a little more, because Taka, Tosfos says, V'hadar minin, that women are potter from sukkah. Right? Why are they potter sukkah? Afagav da afein hoyu ba'isa ba'nes, ki besukkah say shafti. Okay? So, shtik al chiddush, what was the danger? Or just, it was cold, it was raining? Yeah, so Taka the Turevan says, yeah, there were snakes and scorpions in the desert, right? And the Ananiah covered made sure they didn't get in. So he says, that's all. But Tosfos assumes that you could say on sukkah, afein ibernes. That's Tosfos' question. Right? V'hadar minin, now in these new Gemaras, they always say to look at somewhere else that you didn't have an, yeah, okay, fine. V'hadar minin, yeah. V'hadar minin, the noshim p'turis me sukkah. Afagav da hafein hoi boisanes, ki besukkah se shafti, So what's Tosfos asks, why don't you say the woman achayv and af in sukkah because of afein abesanes? So how would you answer that, Kasha?
Well, if you explain the other Tosfos differently, then you can.
Oh, yes, you're up to already differently. First, what's the way you said it? Then what? So it depends. Oh, so you'd say the same thing. They achayv in sukkah, but only the rabbanon. So question: what's Tosfos Kasha? That's what Kivega says. What's Tosfos asking? Is Tosfos asking that women should be chayv deraisa? And therefore he answers, no, because it'll be only Dorbanan. Or is Tosfos asking some reason Tosfos knew that not Chayv even Dorbanan? How did Tosfos know? So he says like this, that we know women are part of the right. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara says that I would think women are Chayv in Sukkah. Why? Because the same reason we're Chayv to eat Sukkah the night of the 15th. Why are we Chayv to eat the night of the 15th? Because Tesvav, we've learned over the years, is a Gzeres Shavah. So Gemara says, I would think that just like women are chayv in matzah, they chayv in sukkah. Kamashu hana ezrach, that women are potter. Okay, so they're potter deraisa. But let's be make them chayv derabban. Zokt of kivega, that can't be. Why can't that be? Because he says that derabanan they're pater from even derabanan. How do we know they're pater even derabanan? Oh, if you learn sukkah, it's a mafurisha gemara. The gemara says that Hilani Amalka sat in a sukkah that was over 20 amos high. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, a sukkah over 20 amos high is kosher. So what did Rabbanan answer him? Isha haisa upt mesham raya. Isha haisa uptur min a sukkah. What do you want? She's a woman. A woman is part of sukkah. Wait a minute. If she's chayv d'rabbanan, so what's the difference? She's chayv d'rabbanan. Still has the same framework of a sukkah. I mean, literally framework, right? It has to be a sukkah pachs ma'esim. Just like Gemara says. Gemara's answer, she had kids, chinuch, have to do the same thing. The Ritva says, right? You can't be mechanach a kid with a lemon and a banana. You have to give him a esrik. You have to give him a lulav. You have to do the mitzvah, what the mitzvah is. So therefore, you see woman apart. So what was Taisus's kasha? What do you see from there? Taisus's kasha was, why aren't they chayv derabanan it, right? Yeah, go ahead. Wait. So what did you want to say, Shia?
Explain the other thing that
it's
maybe it means that
Afim Maisenes
only applies to
the Rabbanan. Oh, so now you mechaber not only to Rav Kivega. So if Kivega says so it must be because it is kasha. In other words, how are you going to answer this kasha? The answer is that it's only applicable to mitzvah the Rabbanan. Otherwise, they should be chayvin sukkah the Rabbanan. Obviously, the pshan tois is not you apply afhein to a mitzvah the raisa to make them chayv the Rabbanan, but rather that it only applicable to mitzvah derabanan. In other words, which makes sense because the Maral himself speaks are interesting. If you're interested in Perek Mem Ches Gur Hashem, the Maral goes through all the Gemaras and Avi Pesachim, the Halacha Gemaras. So he says over there, he says a mitzvah deraisa doesn't go with svaras. There's a Torah called Zman Grama. You say, yeah, but I hold women should be chayv. It makes women should put on tefillin or tefillin zechet zis mitzrayim. So the Torah doesn't reckon with our svaras. The Torah reckons with its svaras. So therefore, you can't apply Afeinayisubaisanes. So if Kivek says exactly what Shia says, is a raya, he says the Turi Evans understanding of Taisus wrong, must be done that Taisus doesn't mean that. When the Taisus said that Afein is Darabanan, he meant to say it's a svar that's applied to only Darabanans. But you don't apply it to the Raisus, right? You don't apply it to Mr. Rice at all. That's what you see. Otherwise, you have a problem. According to, if you're going to learn Taisus in Megillah, which the Pashtus of Taisus is like the Turi Evans, it says Midrabban. It doesn't say Bidrabban. Then they should be Chayiv in Sukkah Midrabban. That's what Kivek is called. Elzar Kocha, the Pshat is that you do not apply the Svar of Afein Abayanais to a mitzvah. The Raisa only the mitzvah Rabban. That's what Kivek is Kasha, and therefore he's Doicha, the Turi Evans, completely. So I'm going to now explain what Meir said. Okay, but in order just to say it, we'll bring out the Taz. A Meridika Taz, which I think we've mentioned over the years. This Taz is probably the most famous Taz there is. There have been Kemat Sfarim written on this Taz. The Taz is in three places. A famous Taz. Rabbi David Cohen has a whole kunchus on it. If you want to look it up, he mentions my name there also. That I brought him a raya from a Taisus, raya from Yishayim and to the Etzim Yisoid. The Etzim Yisoid is a Meridiki Yisoid. What's that? We'll start off with what he says. We'll start off with the Kasha that you don't blow a Shofar, Shema Yavirena on Shabbos. I'm sorry, you don't blow a Shofar on Shabbos, Shema Yavirena Dalad Amis B'Shisram. That's what the Gemara says. Frek the Mizrahi, Ram Padova, the Mizrahi, Kadmoinim ask, why do you need Shema Yavirena Abrahamas Mishasaram? Why don't you say Shema Yisakin Klei? Why isn't the exam called Shema Yisakin Klei Shir? Maybe you might come to, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. That's the Kasha Rishonim ask. So the Taz says, you saw it. Well, first, the Teretz is, he says, because if you're going to say Shema Yisakin Klei Shir, you'll never have the mitzvah. Okay, so what? But that's the Gzeira. Zok the Taz, this is that's the Svara, but what? Zok the Taz. Well, that's right. That's what we're saying. There'll be even on the Yom Tov. So therefore, the Taz says you can't be mevatel a mitzvah legamre legamre. More than that, the Taz says you can't be mevatel a pasuk legamre. If the Torah says ki tzia le'ish shnei nashim, which it does, and you can have two wives, there's no way you can be goyzer that you can't have two wives. Rabbeinu Gershom only made it for a certain amount of years. But you can't be oiker anything at the time, even if it's just a pasuk. The pasuk say, and you should take this, and you say, no, we don't want you to take it. You can't be like, why? Zok the Taz, that's what the Gemara means. It says, Bezdin oikrin davanot Torah, v'loy la'avar al divrei Torah. What do you mean, lo la'avar? I mean, to do an aver? No, he says, la'avar means not to be oiker the mitzvah l'gamer, to be oiker the pasuk. So he says, if they would say Shemi Yavirena, they'll be oiken. Right? He says, therefore, for instance, Pasuk said that there's a whole shala doing business with Isurei Achila. We know that you can't open up a chaza geshaft, right? You can't open a chaza geshaft. Alligator shoes you could sell, that's fine, right? But food you can't, right? These are shilas, by the way, even though I was once gave a share locally. And there was a fella that did business, a local fella. He had no clue that it's also. He did business with Tarfis. He had no clue. A younger man. His mom was married a few years. Business was going good. He stopped it the next day. I didn't notice for a few years. He came over to me. He says, you should know. I want to thank you. So not only you stopped me from Avera, but my next job was so successful. I said, because he right away did. I had many years ago, this goes back. Maybe some of Reuven maybe remembers who the fellow is, but I'm not going to say his name, that he was in yeshiva, he's my shir, and I met a deacon Rashi in Chulin, that Rashi's trying to say that in Chalev there's no issa to do business. So he said, oh, there's issa to do business with Macha. I said, yeah, Rashi. So he starts asking, I says, you know, Yankel, it's not Nagar, it's just a deek. So, you know, whenever somebody asks you a lot of kashas in the sugi of Ger Cotton, you know he's a Ger Cotton. You know he's trying to figure out, what do you mean, I'm not really Jewish? Right? So he's asking. Finally comes over and he says like this, my father left me a few million dollars. And he's still learning how to yem. It was from pork bellies. So I said, okay, look, nizdam in his mut, if you're fish and you catch a catfish, imagine catfish is not kosher, I hope, right? It's not kosher. You're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell his food. Which, by the way, I'm not sure, please correct me if gourmet gub, but one of the old stores over here used to sell cat food. Cat food is not kosher.
When I walked in, they were still selling cat food.
They were still selling. You stopped it. Yeah, so I asked the local rabbi. He says it's mutter because it's only for cats. I said, as far as I know, people who are poor eat what?
Also, it's
basar b'chal. That's a shayla. Could be, whatever it is. So you can't do biz, but if it's nizdamin. So I told him, Yankel, you all know him also. He's a good friend of yours. It was nizdamin b'yodoy. Your father left it for you. It's not negay. He kept it. We went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Olav Hashom. He was sick then already, but he didn't let us in. And he said 100% mukta. He was drunk. What? First of all, you're not dealing with the thing itself. He said that too. So, for instance, Rav Moshe said that many nursing homes who have goyish clients, right, who get from the government tray for food, are allowed to go ahead and do. That's not doing business. You're getting whatever it is. But akoponim. So, in one Ratah says in one place, it's if it's deraisa the rabbanon. So he brings a taisa, says brings a pasuk. Says he sees deraisa. No. Taisa means to say is, if it was since it's Darabonin, and the Pasuk says it's Mutter, you can't answer. Chazal can't answer a Mufurisha Pasuk. Says the Taz, therefore, I have a Teretz to Rishayim's Kasha, he is Mechavan to Miri, which you say, the Miri says this Yisoid. He says like this, Rishayim ask, how come Bris Mila is done on Shabbos? Why don't you say, Shema Yavirena, Arba Amis, you might carry the knife, you might carry the kid. Taisus asking a few places, Megillah, in Kedushin. Taisus, why don't you say Shami Yavirena? Excuse me, Dalad Amos Bishus Rabin. Says the Taz beautifully. He says, because why are you allowed to do a bris meal on Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says, B'yayim Hashmini Yimal, Afilu B'Shabbos. The Mefurish of Pasuk you could do on Shabbos. When you don't blow Shafer on Shabbos, it doesn't say blow Shafer on Shabbos, it says blow Shafer. What's wrong with blowing Shafer on Shabbos? What's wrong with taking a lulav on Shabbos? It's Darbanan. We stopped it. So Memel, they could be Eikir. But over here the Torah says, do it on Shabbos. If you can do it on Shabbos, you can't be Mal. There are Rishainim, who say, this Yisrael is found all over. Excuse me. So he's saying very nice. What Meir says, at least in the Tosfos in Megillah, is that you could say like this. We said before, women should be chayv in Sukkah. Why should it be chayv in Sukkah? Tezvav from Chagamatzis. How do we know they're not? Because of an Ezrach. Ezrach tells me they're potter. Right? The Ezrach tells you it's potter. That means the Pasuk tells us Mufurish that a woman is not chayv. That already, Tosfos says, that's not a kasha. Lo'olam, you could say the Turev is shot. She has first shot. That the can be mechayv your mitzvah deraisa midorbanan matzah mechayv derabanan. This mechayv, but sukkah they couldn't do it. Why? Because sukkah the pasuk says women are potter. If the Torah tells us women are potter, then Chazal can't go ahead and be oiker a pasuk. In other words, like we said before, the Torah is not a pasuk. I'll just bring you another riot to Sanhedrin. Gemara says like this. It says in the Mishnah that a melech loy don v'lo don emoysum. He doesn't judge, and you don't judge him. So Gemara says, "Loi shanu el malchi Yisrael." That's malchi Yisrael. That came from malchi Yisrael. Malchi Beit David, you could, because it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Beis David kar Hashem dino beka mishpat." And if we're not lo danin lei, how could it be a din? You can't be a dayan unless you can be judged. That's what Gemara brings a pasuk. Okay, now why don't you judge malchi Yisrael? Gemara says, "Because ma'ase shahaya." Ma'ase shahaya. Listen to this. The Avdei de Yanai Malka, the Eved of Yanai the Melech, Yanai, we know who the Melech that killed a lot of people. Kotl Nafshe, his Amalehu Shimon and Shetach Chaman, who's his brother-in-law. Tenuay Nechaban, let's judge him. Shalchule Avdecha Kotl, your Eved killed Nafshe. Shadrule Shlucha, he came. So they said Yavu Balashar and so forth. So Amalehu Shimon Shetach Yanai Melech, Amayda Veglecha Yidabacha. Go for it. So then what happened? Yanai Melech, they were afraid to judge him because of who he was. And what happened? Bagavil Choftim Bakarku Mesa. The Gavil came and he punished these judges who didn't want to, show that Yanai Melech, that they're judging him. So Meidei de Gzeira, they were afraid bad things would happen when you judge a Melech, right? Maybe he'll use his power. And that's it. So Rav Kivega, they're on the spot. Rav Kivega brings over there a Kesa Mishnah. Yeah, he brings here Ein Shar Melech. I'm sorry, Shita Mukabetz Mashar B'Shem Taisa Rosh. We have the Taisa Rosh. We have the Kesa Mishnah. They ask a Kasha. What are you bringing me right? So if it was all Ma'aser Shehoyah, what do you mean based David not because of a Pasuk? What's the difference? It's a Ma'aser Shehoyah. He says even a Pasuk in Divrei Kabbal, even a Pasuk in Nach, if the Pasuk says based David Baikal Mishpat, you can't go ahead and be Oiker a Pasuk and go ahead and say that you can judge them.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.